Hey everyone, how's it going? This is teacher Paula Gabriela and welcome to another episode of our podcast Walk and Talk Level Up Version. Are you ready to learn a bunch of nice words and expressions? Before we move on, make sure to download the PDF available in the description of this episode. It'll help you even more. As you know, we always start off by listening to a dialogue between two native speakers, and then we analyze everything they said. Today's dialogue is awesome. Before I tell you more about the context of this conversation, let's just close our eyes and listen to it.
How do I look?
Like a million bucks. Why are you so dressed up?
Tonight is the award ceremony for the company, remember?
Oh, yes. I nearly forgot. Are you up for anything?
Yes. My team was nominated for Best Technological Advance.
That's quite an honor. Do you think you'll win?
I sure hope so. I even have my acceptance speech prepared.
I'm sure you'll get it. No one deserves it more than you.
All right. Were you able to understand this whole conversation? Do you know what they were talking about? Let me give you the context. There's a man who is ready to go to a special event, and he's talking to a woman, explaining why he's wearing nice clothes. Now that you know exactly what's going on, let's listen to it one more time.
How do I look?
Like a million bucks. Why are you so dressed up?
Tonight is the award ceremony for the company, remember?
Oh, yes, I nearly forgot. Are you up for anything?
Yes. My team was nominated for Best Technological Advance.
That's quite an honor. Do you think you'll win?
I sure hope so. I even have my acceptance speech prepared.
I'm sure you'll get it. No one deserves it more than you.
Great. So the first thing we hear is the man saying, "How do I look?" This is what we say when we want to hear someone else's opinion on our clothes and hair, that is, our appearance. Let's pronounce this out loud. How do I look? How do I look? How do I look? Great job. Then, the woman answers his question saying, like a million bucks. What does it mean when we say that someone looks like a million bucks? It means that the person is wearing nice clothes, like they're ready to go to a nice fancy party. We usually say this because their clothes look expensive. Now, repeat after me. Like a million bucks. Like a million bucks. Like a million bucks. Great. Well, she wants to know the reason why he's wearing those nice clothes, so she asks, "Why are you so dressed up?" This is another way to say that someone is wearing formal clothes, to be dressed up. Let's practice. Why are you so dressed up? Why are you so dressed up? Why are you so dressed up? One more time. Why are you so dressed up? Awesome. Now let's see the reason why he looks so nice. He says, "Tonight is the award ceremony for the company, remember?" Ooh, an award ceremony. An award ceremony is an event where people are nominated for something they've done, and then they can get prizes, like the Oscar. The Oscar is an award ceremony. Actors and actresses are nominated, and then they go to the ceremony all dressed up to get their awards, that is, if they win. Shall we practice the pronunciation of this sentence? Make sure to repeat out loud after the beeping sound. Tonight is the award ceremony for the company. Tonight is the award ceremony for the company. Remember? Let's try to say this whole thing at once. Tonight is the award ceremony for the company, remember? Tonight is the award ceremony for the company, remember? The woman says, "Oh yes, I nearly forgot. Are you up for anything?" So, because he asked her, remember, she says, "Oh yes, I nearly forgot." That means she almost forgot about the ceremony. And then she asks him, "Are you up for anything?" To be up for something means you're being considered for something. In this case, she's basically asking him if he has been nominated. Let's repeat. Oh, yes, I nearly forgot. Oh, yes, I nearly forgot. Are you up for anything? Are you up for anything? He says, "Yes, my team was nominated for Best Technological Advance." So that's the reason why he's so dressed up. He's going to an award ceremony and he was nominated together with his team. The name of the award is Best Technological Advance, which means his team is definitely making progress. Yes, my team was nominated for Best Technological Advance. Yes, my team was nominated for Best Technological Advance. Challenge time. Let me see if you can repeat the entire sentence. Yes, my team was nominated for Best Technological Advance. Yes, my team was nominated for Best Technological Advance. This is very impressive. So she says, "That's quite an honor." The word "quite" is emphasizing her reaction to it. She thinks it is an honor to be nominated for something like this. Then she asks, "Do you think you'll win?" This is the contraction of "do you think you will win?" Let's repeat that. That's quite an honor. That's quite an honor. Do you think you'll win? Do you think you'll win? Do you think you'll win? And of course, he hopes his team will win, so he says, I sure hope so. Sure, in this case, means he is certain about it. So he certainly expects to win. He even says, I even have my acceptance speech prepared. A speech is something you prepare to say to an audience. Like when an actor or actress wins an Oscar and then they go up to the stage to thank their fans, their family, and so on. Now, repeat after me. I sure hope so. I sure hope so. I even have my acceptance speech prepared. I even have my acceptance speech prepared. Shall we try to say it at once? I even have my acceptance speech prepared. I even have my acceptance speech prepared. After this, the woman shows some support and says, I'm sure you'll get it. No one deserves it more than you. Look, she uses the word sure, too. I'm sure you'll get it. As in, I'm sure you will win this award. Let's repeat that. I'm sure you'll get it. I'm sure you'll get it. I'm sure you'll get it. And she is so sweet, so supportive, that she finishes the conversation saying, no one deserves it more than you. No one is the same as nobody. She's saying that he deserves this award more than other people. To deserve is the verb merecer. So, no one or nobody deserves it more than you. That's very kind of her, isn't it? Well, let's repeat that so we can try to say these things to our friends too, right? Let's go. No one deserves it more than you. No one deserves it more than you. No one deserves it more than you. Yeah, great job. Now that we have analyzed the entire conversation, all the words and expressions, if you listen to it this time, I'm sure you will understand at least 98% of it. Wanna bet? Listen to the dialogue one more time.
How do I look?
Like a million bucks. Why are you so dressed up?
Tonight is the award ceremony for the company, remember?
Oh, yes. I nearly forgot. Are you up for anything?
Yes. My team was nominated for Best Technological Advance.
That's quite an honor. Do you think you'll win?
I sure hope so. I even have my acceptance speech prepared.
I'm sure you'll get it. No one deserves it more than you.
So, how was it? Were you able to understand it easily? I hope so. Now, don't forget to download your free material and practice this dialogue as many times as possible. You can also go to fluencytv.com and access all the free content you have there. It's been a pleasure. Make sure to come back here next week for a brand new episode. See you around. Bye!